This is a CKTZ News Update. For several years, BC Ferries has been struggling to meet demand on the route linking Campbell River on Vancouver Island to ferry-dependent Quadra Island, a short 10-minute crossing. Chronic overloads occur year-round and can result in two or three sailing waits during the busy summer season. This summer, the single vessel serving the route on an hourly basis was due to be replaced by two brand new hybrid diesel electric vessels, doubling the number of sailings during the day and increasing capacity by close to 80%. BC Ferries spokesperson Deborah Marshall says the corporation hasn't been able to hire enough crew to implement the increased service this summer.
And it's very disappointing for us because we know our customers were looking forward to the two-ship service between Campbell River and Quadra this summer. Unfortunately, that is going to be delayed until the fall because of our challenges with recruitment issues. We have seen this issue up and down the coast. It's not just necessarily the Northern Gulf Islands, but it is fleet-wide. We have seen higher than expected retirements of some of our key shipboard positions, the impact of vaccination policies. Right now, things are difficult recruiting international candidates because of COVID and a bit of reluctance to travel. And then, of course, that's all coupled with the global shortage of marine professionals.
Yes, and now I know people on Quadra and Cortez are just gritting their teeth with the busy summer season. And of course, overloads are happening even in the shoulder season. So it's going to be another busy, busy summer and many, many waits for many, many people.
Yes. Well, again, we are having challenges recruiting the final number of engineers that we need to operate those two new vessels. Right now, we are predicting we would put that service with the two ships in place in the fall. But in the meantime, if we are able to find more new hires and whatnot, then we would definitely implement the two-ship service sooner than the fall.
These overloads have, as I mentioned, have been chronic really for several years. And I know that assured loading for residents of Cortez and Quadra has something that's been floated and I believe contemplated by BC Ferries. What's stopping that from being implemented so that at least local residents could have some, reliability in terms of getting to town for needed services and appointments?
Well, I certainly know what has been talked about, both with the community as well with our ferry advisory committee. I believe there is a concern at various levels that if we gave priority to residents, then that would be penalizing tourists and other visitors to the island. But, we're certainly welcome to talk to the ferry advisory committee again about it.
Now, there is some kind of rumor floating around that it was actually Terminal Cruise on the Campbell Riverside that were not so interested in having that happen, or on the Quadra side because of having, the greater complexity in separating lineups and organizing that. Is there any truth to that?
I heard that third hand the other day, but I really wouldn't want to comment on it because I haven't spoken with the cruise myself. I don't have any definite information on that other than third party.
Okay, but is it fair to say, Deborah, that at least BC Ferries is open to considering assured loading for local residents?
Well, it's something we can certainly discuss. I know it has been brought up at ferry advisory committee meetings in the past, and we do have our contract with the province, so, sometimes they have a vested interest in our service as well as far as how we run, the operation if there are some of these community concerns coming out. So I'm afraid I just don't have a definitive answer for you today.
Okay. Yes, I did. I'm not actually a Facebook user, but I did get a Facebook copy of a Facebook post by some fellow who has to get from Quadra, who has to get kidney dialysis three times a week down in Courtney and go for chemotherapy on a fourth day in Campbell River. And he's really, really concerned that he might not be able to make his appointments for medically necessary treatment.
Okay. I'm not aware of that particular concern myself, but if he wants to reach out to our customer care department, perhaps we can see what we can do for him on a case-by-case basis. Obviously people who have very important medical appointments to get to, we'd like to help them out.
Quadra Island resident Mike Windrum has publicly stated on Facebook, quote, "I am at risk of not being physically able to manage the stress and time involved in getting to my appointments and home again. For some, constant overloads mean delayed travel or arriving a few hours early to ensure a ride. For me, It means either selling my home and leaving my community or missing appointments that simply cannot be rescheduled and cost my already extremely fragile health," end quote.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.